This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How long away until Oxnard, California? For us, it is 11 days, baby. Now, I think K&C is out there next week. So, for them, it's less than 11 days. It's like five. But for us, 11 days. Man, I remember it used to be like, hey, just get me to camp. Get me to training camp. And now it seems like, hey, the offseason extends a lot longer. You know, the NFL offseason, obviously, it's a 12-month. It's basically 11 months, really. It's like it's 10 months and four weeks. And then you get a month and a half off, which is what we're in right now. And that's the time where idle hands become the devil's workshop.
Are you saying this has felt like a tougher offseason to get through?
No. I'm saying it used to be like that. Now, yeah. I feel like this is, it's a breeze. It's a breeze.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the show.
Yeah.
As well. And having Bobby and Pepe fill up some more airtime. So we got a couple more deals yesterday. And RJ, of course, looking at this through a Dallas Cowboys lens. Right after paying Garrett Wilson, what, 31 a year? The Jets locked up the other side. Sauce Gardner, 4 for $120, becomes the NFL's highest paid corner at 30.1 a season. And then the Chiefs went and gave guard Trey Smith 4 for $94, highest paid guard in NFL history, $70 million in total guarantees.
Yeah, and like, you know, Trey Smith, like you said, that major deal, and they did, you know, they kind of did the Jerry thing there. They let him get on the tag. You know, Jerry loves to let them get on the tag. And then they sign him, but then they had to pay for it, and he gets just under $25 million a year.
Yeah, it's actually Trey Smith, the one that we need to be focusing on over the bigger name in Sauce.
Yeah, Sauce, you know, obviously, you know, you look at the corner market, it's totally different.
You're going to pay Deron Bland eventually, but we're not going to talk about these numbers.
Right. But, you know, there's four guys making $20 million. The rest are at 19 below at the guard. That's pretty low money for them, you know, from the standpoint of, like, compared to a lot of the other positions, but it also means that when Tyler gets there, that number's going to go to 25, 26, whatever. And, you know, I guess they could have gotten this done with him, right? I mean, he's eligible. They already picked up his fifth year, right? They already did that. So I guess he's eligible now, and they could theoretically, if they wanted to, sign him. But what the Cowboys are going to do is they're going to futz around. And here we're going to be in, I guess it would be in next year's camp, where him probably holding out. That's where we're going to wind up being.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, we're just going to do this again. And we'll do this for a fourth straight year. We did it with Zach, and we did it with Dak and CD last year, and we're going to do it with Mike with this year, and then we're going to do it with Tyler next year.
And as Brian brought us, texted yesterday in below the belt, you're looking like you're going to camp without two of your most important,
your best pass rusher for sure in Micah, and now Ezeraku with this second round problem throughout the entire league, and you're starting off without a pass rush.
You are. I mean, it's
buckle up, Dante Fowler.
Yeah, and you know this is what you're always concerned with when guys miss camp is injury. You know, you're just concerned with their injury. Now, I'm sure they're doing stuff in the offseason. I know they were here, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, is Micah going to be at Penn State? Is he at Penn State right now training, right? You know, is he at Boston College? Is he at BC? You know, where are they? You know, and where are they going to be? Are they going to be in Cabo on the driving range next to Zeke when it gets to training camp? You know, I have no idea, right? Shamar Stewart, Cincinnati, is apparently down at A&M, right? He's training at A&M. Guys are training if they're not signed.
Well, Shamar may be going back.
Well, he may be going back. Yeah, but they're still training, right? That's the whole point. But there's no such thing as being able to emulate camp game speed just by doing drills and working out.
Albert Breer talking about this because Nick Harris got some quotes from Micah talking at a jersey retirement at his high school, and he said, "I know God's got my back. He took me this far. They're going to play out the way they're meant to play out. For me, I just try to do things the right way." But Micah talking about how he's feeling during the negotiations, "I just work harder. To me, I look at it like if people don't see your value, you don't cry and lay up. You just work harder. You got to show people your value. I just think that is the difference."
So Albert Breer, and he fell victim. I like Albert. He fell victim to the cowboy click. He did. Because he
it's
did
not C L I Q U E, it's no. C L I C K.
Yeah, he said the 10 things that I think about and talk about when it comes to NFL training camps and to look at when it comes to training camp. And I'm like, okay, you know, what are the 10 things? I don't know, Aaron Rodgers, Travis Hunter, Shador Sanders. Like, all those are to be bigger stories than Micah Parsons' contract. What's Aaron Rodgers doing in camp? Like, how's that gonna work? Obviously, Travis Hunter. Hey, we want to see him for the first time. Shador, is he going to be able to be the number one? What's those are all infinitely bigger stories than Micah Parsons. But Mike is going to get the clicks, and he knows that, and they know that. But talking about his deal, and he even adds, like, this would be the fourth time in 7 years for this franchise, because Zeke in 2019, that they have done this summer-long contract dispute, and they've never been better off for it, ever. And you know,
they've never been better off for it. Okay, so they haven't won out doing this.
Right. The team has never won out doing this. 2019, they got Zeke in camp to help Jason. That was kind of a disaster year. Dak and CD last year, that was kind of a disaster year. Zach the year before, he was had one of his worst years. So it's never really worked out for them. But, you know, Parsons showed up for some of the OTAs and the mini camp. So that's good. But this is another situation where, you know, Jerry steps in it, saying he never heard of the agent, and that they're not going to get a deal on the contract. They're not going to get some great low ball rate because Micah doesn't have to, and he knows that, and they know that.
Yeah, I don't care about this story anymore until I know it negatively affects or impacts him and them during the season.
Mm-hmm.
Once he comes out and he's like CeeDee Lamb and says, no, it hurt me. I'm rusty. I'm behind. I missed my assignment. I wasn't around training camp to get used to Eberflus's system. Then I'll care. Then I'll be ticked off about it. Otherwise, I'm sure, like many people, just tired and done with it. What is Vegas doing with us now?
Man, I think Vegas is missing the boat here. Cowboys are, I got this from a text from my handicapper. He said, Cowboys are plus 750 to win the NFC East. I was like, that seems a little low.
Yeah, especially after for 25 to 30 years, it's a guaranteed winner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They alternate winners, so there's no way Philadelphia, based off history, wins it again this season.
Right. No chance. No chance they win it again this season. That's a given. We know that. That's already set in stone. They're not going to win the division this year.
So then you bet the 750, or are you just scared of Washington?
Well, I'm not really scared of Washington either. I'm going to bet the 750.
All right.
There's no doubt about that. But for reference, this is how low that is. The Titans are plus 800 to win the AFC South.
Wow. Wow. Now, putting us next to Tennessee, basically?
Yeah. Now, divisions matter, right? Divisions matter. You can get the Cowboys lower than 750 other places. I think they're as low as 5-1 in some spots. But this casino had them at 750. But look, the fact that those two are so close together is basically Vegas telling us that they have no chance to win the East, which I just completely disagree on. A, they're still pretty good when healthy. B, when they have their quarterback, they win 10 games a year for the most part. And then C, this division never has a repeat champ. So whether you get the Cowboys at 5-1, 7-1, 8-1, doesn't matter. It's a value bet at this point. You are to have a quarterback that is pretty clearly, when he's healthy, a top 12 player in the league, have odds like that, implied odds like that. That's where you find your best values.
So if, what's the over under right now with wherever you bet that you could get them on? And if you had one bet to make, them winning the East at plus 750 or over 8.5 wins, which one would you jump at first?
I think it would be over 8.5 wins.
Me too.
If I was going to bet one.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about other people. Like, the Eagles could go out there to go 14-3. All right. This Cowboy team's not going to win 14 games. But yeah, I think that would be it.
All right. If Bobby was here, he would just be shaking his head at the Washington Commanders because the Terry McLaurin deal will keep it inside the East. It's still not done. And he sounds very, very disappointed. I want to be here. I want to make that clear, but it takes two to tango. And I'm just confused. Like, when you have the type of production that I have, I would just like things to be upfront and honest. So he's kind of talking about a lack of transparency, but he updated the Commanders media and let them know things are not looking close to being done for the Commanders receiver. Coming off 82 catches, 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns at the age of 29 still.
Man, I'll tell you this. This is kind of the power of the Cowboys. We've barely heard a thing about Terry McLaurin's contract in comparison to Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no, not
even close.
Not even barely, yeah.
No, barely. And, you know, that's a really, really good, you know, number one wide receiver.
You think he's a good one? I mean, no doubt one.
He's a one in the sense that
he's a special two. But what is a one? Who were we arguing about with Bobby as being a one a few weeks ago? Oh, Pickens.
Yeah, George Pickens. He's better than Pickens. He's better than Pickens.
I agree.
He's a one in the sense that, trying to think who I would compare him to. I mean, he's better than Drake London.
Yeah.
Right. He's
so far.
Is he? He's not. I don't. age aside, you know, he's not better than Mike Evans, but with the age he might be, you know, although he's not young either. I don't know. Is he on the level of like what Keenan Allen would be when healthy in his prime?
That's a difficult thing for me in this discussion is where to slot him.
Yeah, I think a lot of his.
So let me just go down the receivers and then you stop me when you tell me where he fits. Jamar is at 40. No. Jefferson, Lamb, DK's at 33. Like Terry McLaurin could argue.
I could make that argument.
He could argue like, yo, I want 33. I have better numbers than DK. I'm more consistent. Garrett Wilson's 32.5. He could argue.
He's done more in his career.
He could argue. So that's the difficult thing. Yeah. Like, he's not a top five receiver, but you're sitting there in that 32, 33 range. Amon-Ra is at 30. Ayuk is at 30. And he can say,
he's the same.
I'm kind of the same. That's what's tough about him.
Yeah, it is difficult. Because also, again, you know, and you know, Amon-Ra has had a quarterback. Ayuk has had a quarterback. Garrett Wilson's not. McLaurin's not. Some of those guys, if they haven't had quarterbacks, then how do you really know what they are?
All right, we have the golf apology and story being told. The explanation the entire world was waiting on and Shaquille O'Neal's threat towards RG3. The audio you have to hear with Sean and RJ next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.